Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, hello. Welcome to an episode of Born Offside. I'm here with my regular right-hand man,
Yep.
Tekis. How you doing?
Going on, I'm good, man. Claude has taken the week off or whatever, so we have
to
sub him in, sub out.
And he's having a great time. He's in England. He's going to loads of football matches, one of which he went to, we're going to talk about this morning. But in my spot today, I couldn't think of anyone better. The host of Let's Trot, former NRL player, Josh Mansour. How are you doing?
I am very good. It's good to be back. I'm just keeping this side warm for you. Just for this week.
Thank you so much. So let's just quickly dive into Let's Trot because you
let's
are
trot,
now
bruh.
Let's trot.
The host
let's trot.
Of a podcast. This is the first time you've done that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I just threw myself in the deep end. You know, obviously being on the opposite side, this side, just getting interviewed on the shows quite regularly. And I approached Jay, the owner of Shoe Grab, part owner of Let's Trot Apparel, and kind of tossed up the idea about, you know, starting a show, starting a podcast. And it all happened really quick. I think we had this discussion probably 4 weeks before the semifinals, and that was the first week we wanted to kind of drop our first episode. And we did. It all worked out, and it's an awesome journey to be a part of. And it's awesome to, you know, to see you every single week and
work so alongside much fun. It's a lot of fun to work on the show, so I'm producing that with you. And we've got some great people that have come on so far, some even better ones to come. We won't give anything away.
No exclusives just yet.
Maybe when
am I getting the invite? What's going on?
Yeah.
You want an invite?
Yeah, get me on with someone else.
When you had Mitch Moses on,
that would have been.
He said to me, he's like, why wasn't I
invited? Why wasn't I invited? The power. No, I mean.
Two to get us.
Damn it, man.
Don't worry.
There's plenty.
What's your dream collab for that? Who would you like to?
Let's Trot?
Yeah, if you were on Let's Trot, who would you love to be on with?
I would have. Trailmate would have been a good one, but you guys already had him. Have you had Cleary yet?
You want to be on Cleary's episode?
Yeah, because I reckon I'd just throw him some stuff just to see if I can get some shit out of him.
Well, that's the exclusive right there. We do have Cleary coming in the next couple of weeks.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, wait, hold on, I'm there.
I'll send you the invite.
Get me in with Cleary because I want to ask him about Mary Fowler.
Not if I ask him first.
I want to ask him anything that the fans want to know. You know what I mean? You can come at it from the professional side and I'll just be like, yo, Cleary, what's going on with Mary and that?
Man, you need people ever ask me for this.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm sealed.
Things. Because I, when they were first spotted together, got a little bit of inside knowledge on it too. And I didn't know if it had legs or not, but it turns out
it does.
It's got legs.
So which photo are you talking about?
The Adidas photo.
Oh, the Adidas photo, yes.
Also, you've seen another photo.
Yeah, well, there's been heaps surfacing. Your Daily Mail's everywhere, apparently, these days. Especially when they were kind of cuddling up in Perth. That was pretty cute.
Yeah, that was cute. Anyway.
We'll see.
I'm happy for them.
We are. We are very happy for them.
Let's move off Cleary now. And just quickly, I want to ask you about announcing your retirement. This is obviously something that we see a lot of in the sports space. Mm. It's not an easy decision to make. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Very tough, very, very tough. I've been playing the sport since the age of 10, so 23 consecutive years and playing 12 years professionally. So it wasn't an easy decision to come to. I think just coming to the moment was probably the hardest part. It's actually done in this room, this very room. Mm. You were there, my wife was there, Shabs, and the camera. And it was very hard to come to kind of terms with it, but, you know, I've had a hell of a ride. It's been such an amazing journey and, you know, not many people can actually say that they live their passion throughout their life. And, you know, I'll never forget it. When I was 10 years old, my first ever training session, I wanted to be an NRL player. I had this thing, like this light bulb in my head and this thing just grow inside me. And I just wanted to kind of, you know, live out that dream. And I was very lucky. It wasn't the smoothest kind of journey leading up to the NRL, but you know what? I just stuck at it and, very fortunate enough to have a great career.
Yeah, and I think so many exciting things to come for you as well, yeah, which is awesome. Yeah. And, of course, coming on Born Offside, it's up there.
Yeah, definitely. You, 100%. Yeah. That's why I'm here again.
All right, let's jump into some of these results over the weekend. Now, I mentioned before, Claude's was at one of these games. Mm. He went to City versus Spurs at the Etihad. Maddie what Bright. A game
Claude,
to be at.
Claude's was there, but so was Sasso. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah,
but if you want to put two and two together.
Nah, you are saying something. Spill the beans.
Well, I don't know. Is that just a coincidence, producer Shaps?
When's he back?
I think he's back like next week. Maybe.
Yeah, next
he's not
week.
Long.
I think we've got one more episode without him and then he's back.
But they didn't like tag each other. So
I don't know. Let's jump into what happened at the game.
moving on.
I like the way Cam moves on swiftly.
Look, I think we've all agreed that whether you're a Spurs fan or not, you're always going to back Ange. You said it before. You love Ange.
I do love Ange.
And you're wearing an Arsenal kit. So you got to be pretty careful what you say.
Exactly.
But this is a great result for them.
Massive.
3-3.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot of back and forth. Mm-hmm. We saw City had multiple opportunities to kind of win it, but they didn't.
Haaland was a big miss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's talk about that, because we saw his Twitter post saying WTF.
Yeah.
And then there's also all these reports coming out now that, you know, we know he wasn't happy. You could see it on his face. He's very animated.
Yeah, very much.
What were your thoughts on that?
I thought the ref was looking back, when I just saw the photo, I thought, wow, like the refs that made an absolute howler on this, like Jack Grealish was away on goal, should have played advantage, but he did call it back earlier.
Mm.
So I think a bit, you know, obviously there was a lot on the line in that game. There was a lot of emotions riding on this game, and I think it was the right decision in the end, to be honest.
Interesting.
Was it the right decision? What do you think, Kat?
So
what was the deal? Like, the advantage was played too long?
Yeah. So basically the Grealish was about to get the ball.
For an advantage. Yeah.
The whistle was blown and all that and whatever. And because of what it could have been for on Grealish's side. I think I kind of agree with you in that like the ref. Look, at the end of the day, I think this happens every week.
Mm.
It's so hard to agree with everything that the ref does. But it made the game more interesting.
Can I say, I hate to be a ref. Like they
are, in this day and age,
they're probably the most scrutinized people out there in the sporting world.
Yeah.
Hey, they get a lot of money though.
Yeah, they do get a lot of money. Yeah. They do.
They're in a lot of cash.
There is a lot of heat around the referees right now.
But yeah, it is
the
a lot.
Decisions that they're making. I mean, De Zerbi came out and said very off the cuff that he does not like 80% of English referees.
Yeah. English refs are like, they're not really.
So in a Brighton press conference, he'd come out and said that very honestly. I don't like 80% of English referees, and he got in trouble for saying
fine.
That.
That's a fine.
Yeah, that's a fine.
Yeah,
but you know what? He's a passionate Italian who said his piece. But I think he's echoing what a lot of people are feeling right now. There is a lot of. Could you say that we don't trust the refs at the moment?
I think we got to give them some leeway a little bit, you know, because. It is a tough job, and someone's got to do it at the end of the day. But I just think there's just certain decisions that we're always going to question. We're always going to have discussions about, you know, and that's football at the end of the day.
Well, it's in VAR now, so that's kind of definitely muddied the waters in terms of the decision making. And I think it's good for the game going forward, but the offside part of that is the decision making. It goes back and forth, and who's held accountable in that sense. Mm.
The VAR or the guys in the booth of the VAR or the ref on the field. It's like who's says the out and out. Mm. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, well, the PGMOL, which look after the referees in England, are trying to fast track 12 former players to become referees. That's how badly they're searching for. I like that.
I think could you imagine like Drogba or someone just reffing like on Arsenal, like Chelsea or something like that?
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious. They should get like a well-recognized ex-footballer to be ref.
It would be so hard for people to not call them biased though.
No, but okay, but say they weren't biased to each team. You know what I mean? They didn't play for each team.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Something like that. It'd have to be that.
Yeah.
So Drogba doing like a Luton, Brentford. That's fine.
Something like that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Team that they didn't play for, they can't ref. But I think that'd be good. I reckon that'd be good for the game. I reckon they'd get less stick.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I think there's definitely value in them having played and understanding the game a little bit
without doubt.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, well, there's your boys too. Beat Wolves 2-0.
Arsenal,
did you catch that game?
I did.
Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, great game, gritty game. Obviously, Wolves is a bit of a stubborn team to play against as of late. But
they're almost the Portuguese national team.
Oh, no.
Pretty much.
Oh, no. So I do have a soft soft side
to
them.
Portuguese passport, you can get a tryout for Wolves. That's how it runs, you know?
But yeah, no, it was a good game. It was a good win. Obviously, being on the top of the ladder now, like, we're definitely the 100. And, we're in a good position last year on the top of the ladder. And hopefully that, we stay consistent and... But yeah, we're in a good spot at the moment.
Yeah. And I think if Arsenal can keep doing what they're doing, it's looking good because City are the ones that are, they're conceding a lot more goals than they were before and there seems to be some changes going on there. Well,
they're not as lethal up front anymore. Like obviously Haaland has had a few misses this year and last year he'd take every single chance just scoring for fun.
Yeah.
Still early days.
It's still City though.
Yeah. That's the
bottom line. It's still
they're not
City.
Going away. They're not going away. But you see Liverpool now as well. They're firing all cylinders.
It's very lucky. You knew I was going to bring them up.
Very lucky this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Source came in pretty passionate about that result.
Oh, really?
Saying that they're very lucky. Look.
We're going to have to talk about Trent, man.
Okay.
We are.
So, what are your thoughts on Trent?
I've had an epiphany and I'm just gone like, he is that guy, but he's
so from
that guy.
Last week.
I know, but I've seen his goal confirmation, right? And it looks like the goal confirmation from a centre mid, an attacking mid. It looks like a striker. Like the goals that he scores,
he's taking the piss,
should not be scored by a right back. It doesn't make sense to me. So it's like what he does attacking wise, I can forgive the defensive side. I can forgive it now because he adds so much going forward. I'm just like, you know what? That's him. He's like he's basically like the Roberto Carlos of this gen in terms of going forward and scoring goals. Not,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a fair point.
And I mean, beautiful goals. He doesn't just score a goal. He scores a beautiful goal.
I was Reece James, so I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
Beckham-esque, the new Predators as well. Simon Vadadas.
I want to know how much he's being paid every time he
scores in the Preds.
Yeah.
And scores in them and posts in the Preds.
Because you know he's making bank on those goals.
Yeah, he is.
It's really cool. No, look, I do agree with you that he's a bit leaky defensively, but those goals are too good.
Mm.
I think just move him up into the midfield and get another defender in there for us.
Yeah. Well, who would you go?
Oof.
You got good defenders, like decent.
He's got that Greek defender.
Simikas. Yeah. He's solid.
He's solid. He goes all right. Well, who'd he got in midfield?
Even a bit off track, but the caliber of the goals scored in the Liverpool game.
Mm. Unreal.
They were all bangers.
Yeah.
I was waiting for a normal goal. What the hell was going on here? They were all like smashes, top bins. Even Trent's last minute finish was a good finish. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah. But all the while conceding three goals to Fulham. Like, make it make sense. Yeah. I don't know. I don't always know what's going on. But speaking of not knowing what's going on, Chelsea did get a win.
We did.
Against Brighton.
Come on, the boys.
Yeah.
A win is a win.
But two yellows for Conor Gallagher.
Yeah.
And I don't know about that second one.
Yeah, it was very iffy for me. It's like, he could have not given it.
Yeah.
It's borderline.
Was that consecutive weeks that your captain got sent off?
Yeah, I mean, we've got no leaders in that team. Reece James is
he's
in and off, he's out, someone else is in. Honestly, the front line, I don't even know what's going on.
I feel like Chelsea's going through a bit of a transition period, like what Arsenal did a few.
We've all accepted that.
And they're getting a lot younger, like Arsenal as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a good maybe 4 to 5 years, maybe. I'm just sitting back and just
you're just straight up sitting back at the moment.
Do you feel like the owner plays a massive part in that with Abramovich gone?
Yeah, 100%. It's just it's a different culture now. It's a different he's pretty much just gone. He's approached it the American way and gone like, here are all the players, just deal with them. Do you know what I mean? He's not gone like, what do you actually need? Even the previous manager, Graham Potter, he just gave him a bunch of players and said, deal something with these players. Yeah.
That's wild.
He didn't even say like, build your own system. These are the players. Every single player that Pep signs, he's not giving it.
No.
He goes out and buys that specific player.
He's very meticulous.
Do you know what I mean? So they just signed a bunch of players and I don't know. It didn't really work out. But, we just got to give it time now.
Mm-hmm. It goes to show, though, how good a manager like Pep is in terms of not only scouting the talent but making it fit your system.
Yeah.
You can't be handed all these big names and it necessarily mean success is written in the stars. Like, you have to make it work for you.
Yeah.
And a team that's not really working really well at the moment is Manchester United.
Ooh.
Who lost 1-0 to Newcastle.
I can always feel a bit better by myself when I look at United. You know, I can go, Chelsea, we're going for it, but United, you've been going for it for a couple of years now.
And their fans are real quiet when they're losing.
Very, very quiet. This is, I don't even know, this Ten Hag era is, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know either.
But you know what? It could actually get worse for United.
Well, how?
Because something happened recently.
Scandal?
Manchester United are under investigation.
For?
Scandal.
For reportedly serving raw chicken at Old Trafford.
I've copped salmonella
before. Oh my God. I saw something about this and then someone quote tweeted it with the Evra, the chef. Have you seen that video of Evra when he's like feeling out the chicken? He's like massaging the chicken. That's it. Everett was the chef. I was in.
That's wild. Gold. That's way better than anything I was going to say. Yeah.
Back to that. Salmonella's no joke.
Oh, it's no joke.
I've never had it before.
Oh, hey, knock on wood.
I've got African stomach though. So we're just, you know, I've ate chicken that's been out for a while and just been like, good.
Nothing fazed you.
Yeah.
No, just don't eat chicken made by you.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
But
yeah.
Anyway, it's or under Patrice investigation.
Evra. At the training ground or like at the stadium?
At Old Trafford, at the stadium.
Oh, well, I ate dinner at Old Trafford last year.
And here we go.
Lucky I went to steak. So.
Okay.
A little raw is okay. A little raw. That's fine. Oh, we don't mind bloody. That. Yeah. And the club hasn't commented on it. Obviously, they've got bigger fish to fry right now.
Yes, they do.
Bigger chicken to cook.
I'm so sorry.
I love what you did there. I'm so sorry.
But in terms of the team, I don't know. Marcus Rashford looks like a different player. Mm. Even him in a United and England shirt look like two different players.
Isn't that crazy, hey? The difference between the national, like the way they represent themselves.
You know, he came off the bench and when he got subbed off, there was a clip of him saying, like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like someone was miming it. That's what he said.
Oh,
you know, he doesn't look happy. Even Onana, they brought in. He 1 week they're hailing him, the next minute they're smashing him. He's giving away free goals, you know. It's just a lot going on at the moment, man.
We don't want to keep beating up on Man United. No. What are the positives about him?
They got, what's his name? Chabzi, do you know the centre mid?
Bruno Fernandes?
No, there's a young guy.
A new guy that they got.
Fuck. He's a black guy, 17.
Oh, wow.
17 or 18. It begins with an M, but people were raving about him. Malacia? Yeah, Malacia. That guy, I think he's going to be...
Where did they sign him from?
I think he's from the academy.
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't this week's performance. It was last week's performance that he did. Came in as a 17-year-old and basically, like, bossed the whole midfield.
Wow. Big club like that, too.
Yeah, and people are basically saying he's going to be, like, the next biggest thing. No one's seen anything. Almost like a Jude Bellingham-esque performance. But that's the only positive at the moment for United is this guy playing better than all the other centre mids.
The other...
Okay. Is that the one?
Kobe and Mayanu.
Mayanu.
Yeah, close.
Good name for your shirt.
Yeah. Kobe. RIP.
So we mentioned earlier kind of those offside celebrations and whatnot. This is something that comes up a lot as well. Mm. When you play a rival team, how much can you celebrate when you came from that team? So we were talking about Joao Felix, scored for Barca against Atletico Madrid, celebrated.
I don't think he should have celebrated.
I don't think so either.
He was made at Atletico. Like, that's who...
It's different. It's different to them letting you go like
a product. He went to Atletico.
But Atletico is where we burst onto the scene and we know who... Like, the whole world knew who he was. Do you know what I mean? You'd feel some sort of attachment. But again, I think it also depends on how the player leaves the club. If they feel... They were hard done by then. They're like, fuck you. I think he was.
There were reports in the media that he wasn't really happy with the treatment he was receiving at Atletico towards the back end of his career.
You've got to wonder, don't you?
I feel like he and last season as well, I'm pretty sure he was benched for a lot of games. So I don't know.
Have you done it before?
No way. I can't.
So let's frame it. When you've moved to Souths first, that first game against Penrith.
Oh, it was difficult.
How do you tread around that?
It, like for me, I was at Penrith for 9 seasons. So
that's
like,
a long time.
Like, that's a quarter of my life. And I've got a really good relationship with everyone out there. Like most of those boys there are really close mates of mine. So for me, I definitely wouldn't celebrate. Mm. Out of respect, especially for the fans as well that have supported me for most of my life. Like, I just, you know, if I scored, just put it down and just walk off. Like,
Yeah, I think that's better too. You don't want to, It's just distasteful, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if you had a good experience at the club. I can understand if they, you know.
Something definitely is, yeah, the way he celebrated.
Something happened, for sure.
Yeah, there's some tea there. Hopefully we'll find out what it is as well. Hopefully. Now, speaking of onside, offside, that's what we do here. I've got a little situation that I want to run by you guys, and we'll see how you feel about it. So this is obviously in the international space. Mm-hmm. We've got Neymar and his partner, Bruna. They've called it quits, but it's only a month and a half after giving birth to their daughter. Now, Source, you've got some kids, all right? We don't have kids. I don't have kids.
Why is she 13? You've got some kids. How do you feel about that shit?
Now, well, I don't have a kid and you don't have a kid that you know about. So I thought...
Whoa, why the shade that I know about? God damn. I don't think I got any mini O-lands running around.
It's fun to be Claude. What are your thoughts on this? Leaving your baby mama.
You can't do that, man.
Just months into parenthood.
Okay, but we don't know what's going on.
Can I say, I didn't even know he had a missus.
Same, exactly.
You didn't know about Bruna?
No, how long have they been dating?
They've been together for quite a long time. But it does say here that the couple concluded their love story was full of ups and downs.
What love story isn't full of ups and downs?
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. We don't know the ins and outs. Maybe they were close to breaking up before she got pregnant, and they were just like, we'll try and stick it out.
It had to be something big for him to leave. Or maybe did she leave?
Well, she posted on her Instagram that the relationship was over. So it sounded mutual to me. But what are you going to say on Instagram, right? It's so public.
Can we see what she looks like again? What's her name?
Bruna.
I just want to have a look in case she needs a baby dad.
Oh.
What's her name?
Bruna.
Did they have a boy?
B-R-U-N-A.
Did they have a son or a daughter?
I think a daughter.
N-A.
Yeah, their daughter.
Oh, and Bruna. He's over in Saudi Arabia right now,
3 million. Wow. She literally, that's crazy.
I'm sure a few people are also looking this up right now.
Yeah, she's literally got all pics of the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's like she's a new mum or something.
Yeah, she's Brazilian, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, she must be.
Yeah, I did not know these two were dating at all.
Yeah,
at all.
It's been a while.
Has he posted her before?
Well,
I think so.
She hasn't. There's not many photos of him. Interesting.
Very interesting.
We need to do a little bit of background check.
Yeah,
on
we need to get it. Yep.
Because I just know he had a weird relationship with his. Was it sister or something?
Oh,
like
don't say that.
Everyone knows that Shabzi. Am I wrong or am I right?
I love how you keep asking Shabzi today.
Because I know I'm not going crazy here. Claude's would confirm. Yes, he always gets a
Carnival.
Whenever it's his sister's birthday, he's always injured, and he's been injured that time for like 9 seasons in a row, some shit like that.
Really?
That's a thing.
It is actually a thing. Yes.
So
he takes the same time off. Every season.
He's injured. Yeah. He's injured.
But why has that got to mean that he has a weird relationship with his sister?
Because it's his sister's birthday that he takes off. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Anyway.
I'm just saying, I don't really want to.
Back to your question. Offside.
Okay. Thank you.
I love
we
got there
back.
Eventually.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing us back. I can tell that you do this.
A little bit.
I can tell.
A little bit.
All right. Now, I've got a really funny story, and you might have heard about it. Did you see what happened at the Euros draw?
No.
Oh my goodness. You're
scandalous.
No. So the draw was interrupted by sex noises playing inside the hall on Saturday evening.
This is happening quite a bit.
They went on
one of those videos when it goes.
It's happened to be that many times.
They went on for 10 minutes.
10
during the draw. And the source could not be identified until the end of the draw. Now, if you watched the clip, there's a moment where the sound actually stops and whoever was doing the announcing goes, "The noises have now ended," or something like that, because everyone in the hall could hear it. Could you hear it on TV?
Yes,
you could. As the balls were drawn in Hamburg, Germany, a snippet from the viral clip started to play.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
And so this actually did happen at a previous draw as well. And it turns out the source was the same, but what the hell?
That takes a lot of like work to do that.
Yeah.
10 minutes is a long time.
Yeah.
10 minutes
is
a long time.
These hackers these days they're different.
They're different. It's creative.
So was a hacker or
it must have been.
Yeah, so it was a hacker who had placed a phone in the hall prior to the draw. And
see
then
what I'm saying? This is like
he'd called
Italian
the phone.
Job. This is like, you know what I mean? Like he's gone in, he's planned it all, he's come out, he's, you know what I mean? Like this is, It's crazy.
It's actually crazy.
Do you know what the sound was coming from? Like
someone's phone.
It was a ringtone.
Oh, so it's a ringtone.
It was a ringtone. So they left the phone in the hall. And it was a ringtone. And he just called. He's watching it on TV and he's ringing it.
Oh, my God. Legendary stuff. Hats off to you. That's banner.
Yeah. That is hilarious.
I love it.
That's full on.
I would love to be in a room sometimes when things like that happen.
Live.
And because the presenters were laughing a little bit too. Like there was nothing. You couldn't not laugh in that scenario. But anyway, it's Euros. You could have very well shown up in a Portuguese jersey. You did choose Arsenal and that's fine. That makes sense as well. But have you had a chance to look at these groups? Because I'm going to run you through the groups and we'll give a bit of a prediction.
Portugal with Turkey. That's how you pronounce it.
Oh, I love that you said Turkey.
And
Czechia.
Czechs.
And playoff of winner of Group C.
Oh, okay. It's a solid group for us. I like my chances. Our chances to go to the next round. But... Mm. Again, you don't know what you don't. Know what's
the GOAT debate will come back up. I guarantee you.
I was going to ask you if Ronaldo
has a good Euros or whatever.
What does this mean?
It's going to come back up again.
I think it's a double-edged sword with Ronaldo, right? So whenever he plays, he takes that team to another level, just with his aura and his presence, and they definitely play with a lot more confidence. I think when he leaves, I think everyone just have to up their game anyway. Yeah. So I think it's not really a bad situation to be in for Portugal.
No way.
So
as long as he's fit, he's going to be on the Portugal national team.
How old is Ronaldo now? 38?
Yeah, 38, almost 40.
Mm. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and he's still scoring bangers. Like even in the Saudi league, if you look at his goals that he's actually scored, they're disgusting, left foot, right foot. Like he's scoring really good goals.
If anything, he's scoring just as beautifully as he was years ago.
He
doesn't age.
It's crazy.
I'd love, you know, how he did that test years ago to see what his physical age was?
Yeah, what was it?
And he got 21 or something and he was 33 or 34 at the time.
Unicorn blood or something.
Yeah. Is that what it is, unicorn blood?
I need it. Give it to me.
Yeah, I'll take a little bit of that.
A couple years off me. Sure.
We both need it. Getting old. All right, so Group A is Germany, Scotland, Hungary and Switzerland. Who do we think will top that group?
To be honest,
go again.
Germany, Scotland, Hungary, Switzerland.
I think. Swiss? Well, Germany are in a mess at the moment.
Yeah, so I think it's Swiss. Swiss have been playing pretty good.
Swiss or maybe Scotland.
Scotland.
Let's sleep on the Scots.
Bit of Andy Robertson.
Where is the Euro?
In Germany.
It is in Germany.
Yeah.
Oh, Germany.
Well, you've got to remember that too.
Yeah,
it's a German.
They have to get out of that group.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, maybe that will rejuvenate them because they've been a mess at the moment.
Now, Group B, group of death, 100%. Spain, Croatia, Italy, Albania. Group of death for the Italians.
Yes.
They're going to struggle, I think, with this one.
That's a solid group.
Yeah, it's a solid group. Can I say Albania's been playing pretty good?
Yeah.
I haven't really dived into Albania.
Well, you have to think the Spanish are the favourites in that group.
Yes.
But Spain have been pretty weak lately. Like, you know, weren't they going through like that transition period where everyone left?
They were. But
I think
what the Italians
now.
Love, though, they love being the underdog. So don't rule them out. Mm.
Claude's will be flying that flag pretty heavy, won't he?
You'd think so. Group C, Slovenia, Denmark, Serbia, England. I mean...
England.
Yeah.
They got themselves a decent group.
Yeah, we've got a good group. We'll get out of that group.
You're happy with that?
I'm happy with that.
And then Group D, we've got Netherlands, Austria, and France in the same group. The France-Netherlands would be a great game.
That's going to be a great game. But Netherlands are a little bit weird. Like, they'll have good names, but they'll just never...
They don't all play... They haven't been that impressive.
Don't like each other.
Has Van Dijk been going? Like,
horrible, really.
Okay.
He's not been the Van Dijk that
First
we know.
First of all...
And I'm the biggest Van Dijk supporter. His aura's left him.
You're not a big Van Dijk supporter. You just took his name.
I was...
Big Verge.
Yeah, but come on. I was the biggest Van Dijk like advocate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But well, I think his aura's left him. And
I do agree with that.
Had such an impact on how people play against him.
Who's his centre-back partner? Is it Kanate or is it...
He's always changing.
In Liverpool, it's Matip. Well, he plays with both. Okay. Yeah. Both.
But I think since the aura left and people saw like, oh, this guy can get turned inside out.
I think he definitely lost his, he was at that certain level that of untouchable and people realized he was very much touchable.
I think after the ACL, maybe we can blame on the ACL, has never really been the same. Mm.
But to play that level consistently.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Like, especially like Haaland as well, like we were talking about before, like that that season he had last season.
Yeah, I know.
Can he replicate that or even better it? Far out.
Yeah, when you set the bar that high so early on, and it's what we'll see with Bellingham too, like whether or not he can back it up in a second season and actually perform at that level. Because it doesn't look real.
Yeah.
And I'm sure for you as well, coming from an athletic background,
yep.
being able to perform like that week in, week out, you can't underestimate how difficult that actually is.
It is, definitely. There's a lot of expectation. The pressure is different. Mm. You definitely looked at more from opposition teams as well. Mm. So the strength that you had that season, you have to adapt and change.
Because people know what your strengths are.
You get found out. Yeah. People know exactly what to do.
You
got to
change your
you.
Game dramatically. And that's where you see the best players, like in the league. You look at Messi, you look at Ronaldo. They got left foot, right foot. Like they just constantly got so many strengths to their game, and that's what separates them from the rest.
That's it. No, it's a great point, and that's what keeps them performing at that level because their opposition doesn't know what to expect from them. Group E is Belgium, Slovakia, Romania.
Mm-hmm.
Belgium, Slovakia, Romania.
I mean, Belgium have not performed very well at all.
Yeah, been up and down. Lukaku, is he gonna? Is he
going to
play?
Knows? He's been firing for Roma, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's been flying. And he's set the record for Belgium at the moment, doesn't he? He holds the record for most goals scored.
And I think that's not just for Belgium. I think all international top goal scorers. He's up there, definitely.
Claude said. Is KDB going to be back?
Sure.
I hope so by then.
Oh. Well, they lost. Who's their manager now? Roberto Martinez is the Portugal manager.
I don't know.
There's a few question marks when he signed for Portugal. I was looking in the comments, went for a little bit of a dive, and it wasn't real positive.
Weren't confident.
No, it wasn't real positive. But look at them; they passed through flying colours.
Ah, Koeman.
Yes.
I'm not a fan.
We'll see. But okay. I love international football. So hopefully. It'll be a good summer.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, goals. I think so too. And so obviously Group F is then your boys, Portugal, Turkey, Czechia, and then the playoff winners as well.
And
so
who are the playoffs, do you know, with that game?
Well, that will be Group C.
Oh.
So it could be England.
Ooh, Portugal, England. That'd be a good
game.
That's
always a big game.
Yeah. That's massive.
There's so much history in those two
remember,
teams.
Remember Portugal, England. I don't know what Euros it was, but it was the Euros that
04, I think it was.
Rooney got sent off.
04.
And Ronaldo did the whole wink. And then the whole of England hated Ronaldo for like a couple months. And then
Shabs,
we
I'm pretty sure it's 04 in Lisbon, wasn't it?
Yeah. I remember that so clearly. I was
Should
watching
we get
that
Shabs'
match.
Today?
Yeah, even like as a Portugal fan, when I saw him do that with Rooney, I was like, whoa. Like,
yeah, because him and Rooney were like real close.
They were tight.
They were close and he got him sent off. I was like, oh man, there's no rules in this game.
I love stuff like that when you watch the game.
Playing in the World Cup last year, it was no different. Like players that are so close club level. Once they're competing international level, mate, you're the enemy now.
Yeah.
What is that like? Because you're friends with everyone, Source.
I don't know.
There's no one I've met that doesn't like you.
Mm.
So being competitive as well, like, was that a challenge for you to come up against guys that, like you said, you're playing with on an international level, or they're just mates you're having coffee with? You know, on the weekend, and then you're playing against them the following.
For me, the biggest challenge was when I was playing at South, playing against Penrith. That for me was the biggest challenge. I think on the international stage, I was able to separate my relationship from club level. I don't know, it's weird. But just playing for South and up against Penrith because I was there for so long, it was very hard. It was very hard because,
you know, again, those boys inside out.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure it was weird for them as well.
Yeah.
Like when it was, I don't know, it was just on. I'm sure when we're on the field and we're looking at each other, I can't explain.
You're like,
it.
Don't smile, don't smile.
It was weird.
That's funny.
I love it. Well, you've found a perfect way of, you know, being able to be on a good base with everyone now because you just got this show and everyone can come to you. Doesn't matter what club you play for.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to go local and we've got to talk a little bit about your boys, Western Sydney Wanderers, who, by the way, have kindly given us two giveaway items.
How are we giving them away?
This is going to be on socials. So after this episode, go and check out
the
Born Offside Instagram and we'll tell you how you can win one of these signed jerseys. But let's start with Sydney FC Perth Glory because something kind of crazy happened in this game. There was a 2.5-hour delay because of lightning.
I thought that the Wanderers game was like that as well.
Well, it affected the Sydney FC game very heavily. And the... I mean, the broadcasters had to extend their show by a couple of hours. Fans in the stadium had to hang around and either you leave or you try and make
affected
fun
my
out
kids
of
as
it.
Well. They ran to my bed.
So it affected you too?
Yeah,
it did. Well, there you go.
So they eventually kicked off at like what?
10:30 p.m. I believe.
I've played before. Don't know about you, Sauce, but when I played before, and it's when the game gets taken back 2 hours, you're just like, oh
yeah, you want to get out of there.
How do you stay motivated?
Yeah,
because
you're like, you've done the warm up, you're ready, and then it's like, oh, we got to wait. Lightning, it's a buzzkill. It's like you don't. You almost got to relax again and then refocus. It's weird.
It's all like we rely on adrenaline.
It's your adrenaline.
Shot of adrenaline and like you're ready. You're in the zone.
Yeah. You're
ready for battle. Mm. Metaphorically.
Oh, it definitely is a battle.
But and then the game's cancelled. It's like, just took the air out of the room. And then you're twiddling your thumbs in the sheds. And like, what the hell's going to happen now? Like, and then, the game's back on. It was like, okay. And,
It's definitely a different game that's played
definitely
after the like 2 hour break for sure.
Well, Sydney FC ended up beating Perth Glory. They definitely needed a win. They've not had a great start to the season. Mm. So there's that. And then we can talk about Western Sydney Wanderers because you brought them up already as well. They drew with Brisbane Roar up at Suncorp.
Yeah. Mm.
Love that stadium. Did you like playing at Suncorp?
Love Suncorp. Love Suncorp. It's one of the best stadiums in this country for sure. And it's just because it's so enclosed, it's just so loud that the noise just erupts. It's the best.
There's no bad seat at Suncorp.
No
bad seat. So, like I said, Western Sydney Wanderers, they've sponsored the pod. We'll be doing this giveaway. Now, guys, I'll do a quick around the grounds of other scores. Melbourne City beat Newcastle Jets. Central Coast Mariners tied with Melbourne Victory. They actually could have won that. Qual opened the scoring.
Big up my boy Qual.
It was just some great saves by Izzo, but I really think Mariners could have done that.
Which one?
Mariners game?
I didn't see it. I only saw Qual's goal.
I think the centre-back had it, and then he kind of...
Oh, you think that was a foul?
You reckon?
Nah, not a foul. The centre back's taking a terrible touch. Mm. Terrible touch. Qual's just pounced on him super hard. And he's done well to finish it, to be honest.
Because
the keeper's come out and he's come at a weird angle. So he's done well to actually finish it.
What happened with Qual? So he was over at
Cadiz. So he signed for Bundesliga team. And he pretty much wasn't making a lot of appearances. They'll pretty much put him in the second team, which is, I think they play in Bundesliga B or something like that. He was making most of his appearance then. He just wanted to get back to first team football again. Yeah. So
it's his brother, Guerin Qual, signed with Cadiz.
So his brother, also same thing. Well, not similar thing, but his brother's Newcastle and then loaned out to
Cadiz
in Holland.
La Liga.
Beautiful.
No, he's in the...
But then he's moved to Eredivisie. But Cadiz is a La Liga team. He just didn't get any time there.
Beautiful.
I don't actually know if he played it. Any minutes for Cadiz until he was loaned off again. But what I will say is Wellington Phoenix are at the top of the table.
How?
Weird.
Which is
weird. Wanderers were there last week.
I know. Yeah. And Wanderers at second. So it's all very impressive.
We're doing pretty well. I like the team at the moment. I like what Mark Rudin has done. Because even that 2-0, going down 2-0 to Brisbane, I was like, oh shit, like we've lost this, but you can see they've got like some sort of fighting spirit,
definitely,
and they've got confidence, they've got a backbone. Centre back Marcelo has been playing unbelievable.
I heard a story about that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it true? True or rumor?
The Lyon one?
Yeah.
Remember we discussed this ages ago. The reason why he left Lyon is because of
he farted and was like laughing in the sheds after a loss and they sacked him for it.
Yeah. It was like.
Ruthless.
It was something weird. It was like it was like consistent farting.
Oh, was this consistent? The other one was one off.
It was like consistent farting and then I don't know. It's a rumor. We don't know.
It's alleged.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well, I might have to ask him. Get him on the show.
You've got to use... I don't know if I want him on the show, if that's true.
We'll have to see. But he's been playing really, really well. Skipper at the moment,
Love it. Love it. And since you're such fans of Western Sydney Wanderers...
Oh, here we go.
Now, before I dive into... I've got a quiz for them. I thought, why not do a little best of five?
Oh, okay.
Western Sydney Wanderers quiz.
Okay.
But before we do that, you were at Sneakerland over the weekend. We all saw each other there. Born Offside did a little bit of content there, which was really great. You were on the panel at the event as well.
Yep.
I think it's cool to see football in general more involved in those types of events. It's very, and you know, it's very basketball heavy when you go in there.
Yeah, yes, it was.
How was the panel for you?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was really good. A bit of a sneakerhead myself. I've lost count how many pairs of shoes. I've got shoes that I haven't
Doesn't help when you're friends with Jay from Shoe Grab.
Yeah, no, it doesn't at all. No, it doesn't. But yeah, no, it was good. We had a discussion about shoes, culture, and how that kind of intertwines with sport as well.
Yeah.
I know one thing that sports stars, and particularly myself as well, we do a lot of impulse buying.
Yes.
And, yep. I'll go shopping and I'll just buy whatever and don't have any strategy of what I'm put it, how I'm going to put it together. But,
You got to look drippy.
Drip, drip.
You gotta have drip.
You gotta drip?
You gotta drip.
Drip, yeah.
All right, Western Sydney Wanderers quiz, let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Now, we'll just do first to answer, okay?
Okay.
Guess a point. Who is the current head coach of Western Sydney Wanderers?
Mark Rudin.
Yeah, I was going to say Mark Rudin. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Well, you guys were nervous. I told you. You just got to be quick.
Well, Mark Rudin was former coach of Sydney United. Is that correct?
Sydney United? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he's Croatian. I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
yeah, there'd be a connection right. there.
See, so I know my stuff.
I'm sorry. There's no extra points for that.
Second
what place. Is the club's official mascot?
Oh, fuck, that's a good question.
I was at the game the other day. But
is it a...
Dingo or something?
A devil? Is it a devil?
I think you're right.
Do like you know what he's called?
No.
Are you're like trying to find it on the jersey. Yeah.
No, wait, isn't it
sounds like reading the jersey.
Isn't it like a little devil?
Wonder Man?
Like? You're not. You're closer by saying that.
What?
It's two words.
Wolf.
Oh, fuck. It's Wanderer Willie.
Oh, what?
How was that? Oh, can you say that again?
Wanderer Willie.
Yeah, I was never going to get that. Could be using very different.
What the fuck? Yeah, Wanderer
Welcome
Willie.
Welcome to Born Offside Saw.
Oh, my Love
that.
Lord.
It could be taken anyway.
How many people knew that? Jeez.
I don't know, but someone was just screaming, Wanderer Willie, that whole time.
Yeah,
in which season did Western Sydney Wanderers make their debut in the A-League?
Ooh. Can we have a couple guesses at this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Until someone gets it right.
2003.
No way.
Tell me you just moved to Australia.
Wait, hold on. 2012.
Correct.
Oh, what?
The 2012-2013 season is when they debuted.
I knew that because...
You guys are on one each at the moment. We're going to just...
Damn.
Wanderer Willie was just we didn't achieve anything with that one.
Yeah.
2012. That's not that long ago.
That was the year I debuted.
That's probably why I remember.
Well, something you got in common with Western Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wanderers have reached 3 A-League grand finals.
Yes.
If you can tell me those years, then...
2015.
No,
it was one.
Well, can I answer?
Oh, yeah. You can answer.
He's wrong. I just,
What years are they?
Wait, what? The years or just one year?
Ideally, all 3 years.
2013?
Correct.
2017?
No.
What the
also, 2015 was wrong.
Ooh. For some reason, 2016 is popping in my head.
Correct?
Yeah.
And 2019?
Oh, no. It was...
2018. 2021? No. 2014.
He already said 2014.
Did you?
Yeah, I already did. Was it last year? No, last year.
Wait, did you say 2014?
2012.
I said 2012. No, I didn't. I said 2014.
Yeah, you said 2014.
Yeah, but what the average?
Oh, no, I said 2016.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And 2014.
Yeah.
And there's a third one.
Well, it's 20 something.
2012?
No, that's why. Yeah. 2013.
Yes.
Yeah, 13.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. Source won that one.
Yeah.
Well, oh, no. Did I get 14?
Yeah, you said.
I said 13.
He actually got them all.
I did get them.
What the hell?
Anyway, far
it's
out.
Cat.
Sorry. Josh Settimore. All right. 2-1. This is, we'll just make this, this is for the win.
Wait, the decider.
Who is the top goal scorer of all time for Western Sydney Wanderers?
Shinoji? Is that his name?
Mm-mm.
Is that his name, bud?
No.
That's not his name, is it?
No, it's not his name, Josh. Don't gaslight me. It's not his name.
They posted in the other day. I have no idea.
Let me have one more guess, please.
Okay. Just throw some names out there.
Is he a current player?
He's not current. It's not current. not Mitchell Duke, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just, Mitchell Duke. Yeah, I forgot about Mitchell Duke.
It's not a bad art.
I know the face. I just don't know the name.
Is he a centre mid?
No, he's just, he'd be a striker.
Striker.
Yeah, you surely would.
He's a striker.
Is he a centre mid?
Oh, well, I don't know why I thought that.
No, he's a centre mid, and he's a
striker.
I don't know the name. What can you give me the name?
I give up.
Brendan Santelab.
Oh, I should have known that.
Yeah, I feel like.
Oh, of course.
I have no idea.
It's all right.
Sorry, Santa.
Josh, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a better Western Sydney Wanderers fan than.
Damn,
that's Colin Tekes. Just joking.
Can I take a jersey?
Just joking. Producer Shabs can confirm that.
Thank you, Shabs.
If that's possible or not.
Shabs.
All right. Now we've. Whoa, how's the voice? So we've hit the end of the pod. And I think, like we do when we have any footy players on here, I'd love for you to build a dream five-a-side.
Okay.
With footy players. Now you play, and it's like a football five-a-side.
Yeah, gotcha.
But you can only pick NRL players.
Dewey did one as well, didn't he?
He did do one, and you were on it.
Mm.
Are you going to do the same service
He only put me in out of pity, though.
I
haven't forgotten.
He did give that vibe a little, I won't lie.
And he watched me play on Friday night last week.
Yeah. Did he?
I scored 6 goals, 2 assists.
No big deal. Don't need to get me down to this. I need to see what's cracking.
Oh, you have to come down. I play every Wednesday at Fraser Park.
Ah, Fraser Park is where? It's
Marrickville?
Oh, yeah.
Cage is so hard.
I love the cage football.
My first game.
Wednesday night?
Yeah, Wednesday night. Come down and play. Would you come play?
Yeah, I'll come play. For sure. I'm just getting back into it now. So.
Well, this one guy was D'ing him up and he done a pass back with the fence. And I didn't know it was,
Yeah, you can do that in the cage football. It's anything goes.
That's such bullshit.
Anything goes.
Yeah, you're literally playing with yourself. That's Wait, that was bad.
Pause. Pause. Anyway, we were spawned offside.
What else?
Give us your, Claude didn't even have to set you up for that. You know what I mean? I was just cut.
I did that myself.
Jeez.
I did that to myself.
That's hilarious.
Five aside.
Okay. You've got me on the spot there.
There's a guy who plays at Brisbane.
Oh, yeah. Herbie Farnworth.
He's fucking decent.
He's English as well.
He's English. He used to play at an academy, didn't he?
In Full Man United.
Yeah, he played in the United
Academy.
Definitely
Herbie Farnworth.
All right. Herbie Farnworth.
I need someone solid at the back. Who'd be solid? Tall, rangy. Maybe Isaiah Yeo.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit
random
shout.
One. I'm pretty sure he's ex-soccer player as well.
He looks like he might have played.
Mm. Really?
He's got a look about him.
Yeah, maybe.
Looks like Peter Crouch as well. Not that it's a good thing.
Not as lanky, but yeah.
Not as lanky. Okay. I have to put myself in there, of course. Yeah. Put myself up front. Who else would there be? I feel like Jerome Luai would be good on his feet. I'm pretty sure he played soccer as well. So
what? What's it these Penrith boys are playing?
I know.
Really?
I'm from Jerome Luai.
One more.
Wow. Why isn't someone popping out? Someone should pop out.
I reckon Moses would be decent. But no.
I don't get
that
vibe.
Because of the kicking technique. Just the kicking.
No. For a five-a-side, you need a bit more techies than that.
Yeah, you need techies.
Who'd someone just run for days?
Reckon Reece Walsh?
No.
He'd just tap it and run.
Yeah, tap and run. Yeah. His Buddha just chase it.
Chase it.
Oh,
is it technical?
I wish you got me to prepare for this.
I mean, you can always submit another option at some point.
Well, who am I missing? A goalkeeper.
Yeah.
You don't want Yeo in goals?
Hmm?
Yeo could work in goals.
He could.
Yeah.
I reckon Goff? Guffo.
I was thinking Guffo.
Guffo was actually when we did a little bit of football.
He's not bad.
He could actually like kick around a little bit.
Okay.
Guffo and Ice could. I was shocked about Ice. He could. He had a few moves.
Listen, we'll just go with Adam Dewey. You know,
you can
get in the
Dewey
side.
Dewey,
you had him
man.
Hanging
you can play
on.
Keeper. You can play
you,
keeper.
You had him hanging on that whole time, wondering if he was going to make it or not. I love it. Look, I think it's a solid team, and I wonder if we did like a side by side against Dewey's team.
Who would go? We need to get. That'd be great content, to be honest.
I will be.
Get five aside full of NRL players.
It will be amazing.
See how it goes.
It will be amazing.
See if anyone clotheslines each other.
Man, running on Astro is no joke.
Yeah. It's,
oh my God.
No.
God.
It's so much harder.
I was in so much pain the next morning.
So much harder. Yeah, maybe I'll come this Wednesday, bro.
You've got the TikTok awards.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we both do.
Yeah.
We all do, actually.
Yeah, so.
So speaking of, what's coming up? We're gonna wrap this up, but what can people expect to see from you in the next couple of weeks?
Well, we're shooting an episode with Stephen Crichton on the Let's Trot Show tomorrow.
Very excited for
which
that.
Which that'll be cool. It was actually meant to be with Bizza and Critter, but yeah. Bizza decided that he just remembered he was moving house the morning before. So that's awesome.
Normal.
Yeah, that's normal. thanks for that, Bizza. But yeah, we've got a good episode with Critter. We've got obviously the TikTok awards on Wednesday night. Mm. And maybe something in the works with the NFL. But
ooh, very exciting.
It's a wait and see.
Very exciting. Mm. And Owen, what's going on with you?
You know, the usual.
The usual.
Content creation.
Very nice.
That's it.
Well, guys, don't forget these jerseys. We're giving them away on our socials. So jump over there when you've finished the podcast. Once again, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us,
hey,
Source.
Pleasure to be here again.
Such a pleasure to have you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah. And guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, follow our accounts, keep up with what we're doing, and we'll catch you next week.